This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Survivors of the Maui fire say that they received no warning and that the flames appeared so quickly that escape was difficult. Everything was suddenly in flames, and many found refuge in the ocean for hours while their homes burned to the ground and into the same powdery ash footprint we've seen in recent years. So far, it is estimated that nearly 1,000 people have died. Locals are worried this includes hundreds of children who were home due to school being canceled that day. Several people are reporting that the government is not only doing little to help, but they are blocking local efforts to do so and are not allowing local donations through, and that they are blocking life-saving medicine because it isn't federally approved.
Denying people access to bring in supplies, just supplies for people to live.
The government withholding every single one of our donations because we are not a part of FEMA and Red Cross. So none of this is eligible for giving out. Tell me why. I have no freaking clue.
The people of Maui are on their own for now. And aside from the federal government's bureaucratic failure, they have good reason to be suspicious. Just like what we saw 5 years ago in Paradise, California, there was nothing normal about these fires. Within a day of burning, it was like a bomb went off.
When you see the full extent of the destruction behind us, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And all of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
Local residents have been reporting bright flashes of light. One was captured by a home security camera that appears to have been the start of the Olinda fire. Many people are saying that it was directed energy weapons. We know that most major governments already have them. And during the California fires, online weather maps recorded what looks like a laser from above, striking an area just before it bursts into flames. In his research, Dennis Mills discovered that the incendiary aluminum and barium nanodust from chemtrails is most likely fueling the ferocity of today's so-called super wildfires. And on the day before the Maui fires broke out, locals were reporting a heavy overcast from chemtrailing that they'd never seen before. It's also interesting to note that the Maui police chief was the incident commander for the Las Vegas mass shooting in 2017. Lahaina is considered to be a historic and sacred land. It was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii before it was taken by the United States. It's been occupied by Native Hawaiians ever since, who are defiantly opposed to the mainland outsiders who have been buying up land with no respect for local culture. Not just BlackRock and Vanguard, but billionaires like Mark Zuckerberg, who owns more land on Kauai than what the government of Kauai owns, and Oprah Winfrey, who has bought over 1,000 acres of land in Hawaii, including a new 870 acres in Maui she just bought this spring. In 2018, the Paradise wildfires broke out exactly where the United Nations have plans to somehow make off-limits to humans. And that same year, a report on wildfire prevention was published that was focused on the exact same areas in Maui where the fires just broke out.
All the historic downtown, all of it is demolished and all the houses gone. But those commercial big box stores are still there.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green has been putting the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda ahead of Hawaiian interests. Just weeks before the fire, he unveiled an emergency proclamation on housing that eliminates the traditional land use commission, allowing the government more leeway to build as they see fit, such as building 15-minute smart cities run by artificial intelligence, just like they've been planning to do in Hawaii for years.
At some point, I will make a major donation after all of the smoke and ashes have settled here and we figure out what the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a a long and difficult process. You're going to see a lot of Phoenix stories rising from the ashes here.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please spread the word about the broadcast.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in the pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to shift gears. I spent most of the first hour on the Maui Lahaina fires, and now that's definitely an inside job through administrative purposeful neglect, bare minimum, and give you some of the other developments and angles historically on this. Then I'm going to shift gears into other insanely revealing news. Let me just give you a little prelude into what we're about to hit. I told you it's a smoking gun that 7.5 hours before the grand jury concluded its deliberations two nights ago and handed down those indictments, that the exact list of indictments was published on the county website. And then they said it was a conspiracy theory. It didn't exist. And they said somebody hacked it and uploaded that. That was a lie. Because reporters pointed out, well, this is the same indictment cover pages you issued 7.5 hours later. They now admit they published it. And they just want to hide it in plain view. How'd you publish the indictment before the grand jury supposedly wrote it up themselves and handed it down? Proving it was all being coordinated and orchestrated and choreographed. I mean, this alone is just, they put a letter out, got it right here. Fulton County. I'll show it to you. But that's like the new special counsel for Hunter Biden, who was the prosecutor that whitewashed and was going to give him no jail time. And then that fell through with the judge because the judge wouldn't be that corrupt. And so they appointed the prosecutor that was covering up for Hunter Biden, the crackhead pedophile Chinese communist agent. They appointed him the special counsel when there's a federal law that you can't appoint a special counsel that's been involved in any way in the investigation, much less running it and sabotaging. But hey, federal laws are for you and I. Rules for thee, not for me. I mean, it's just next level. And it's naked, tyrannical, in your face, doing whatever the hell they want. And it's all about blackmail. The prosecutor is the girlfriend of a major gang leader that she sees cases over. She's been under criminal investigation by the state. But now she's going after the super popular president. And they're telling us we can't have him, we can't vote for him. And the media is in overdrive to try to spin this and fact check it. Just like the fact checkers tell you, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin don't help you, but now the FDA says, well, actually, they work great. And we had studies saying it, so now it's okay. Because they don't want to have that debate anymore because we've already won in that area. So, let me talk about how fire is used as a weapon. There's so many thousands of examples. I'll just use a few. And how history repeats. You see, did you know that you're touching electrochemically, just like a power line transfers power, electrons, electricity, that you are touching your most ancient ancestors? You're physically touching your grandmother and grandfathers on both sides if you never met them. You go, why does that do with a fire? I'll explain in a moment. Or any of this. Even if you never met your grandparents or great-grandparents, they got together, they had sex, a sperm and an egg came together, had an electrochemical event, they merged their genetics and made a new creature that went on and had a relation with someone else, and that's your family line. You are electrochemically a mixture of them, but you also physically touched your parents, like in a relay race where they're running with a baton. And the first runner goes, they hand off the next runner, but each runner is touching the next runner, and it's an unbroken chain. So genetically, we time travel. Our genetic code, our life force, goes all the way back to the mist of time. Well, it's the same thing with customs. Like, no one knows why all over the world, from Africa to Europe to Asia to Latin America, every culture dressed a bride in white. And the groom in a darker color. It's just some human custom. We're not sure why. It's just everywhere. Suppose the groups didn't know each other. We do the same thing. But let's talk about bad customs. Because the Bible talks about the tree of good and evil. And we had perfect knowledge of goodness and good systems, if you believe the Bible. But as an archetype, it's certainly true regardless. And it wasn't that Adam and Eve were stupid. It's that they didn't have knowledge of evil. They didn't run scams. They were innocent. But then they got the knowledge of evil. Well, let's talk about a real knowledge of evil that isn't hypothetical, that isn't in contention. Where do fire departments, the first fire departments, come from? Where do we in history learn about the first fire departments? 2,200 years ago, once Rome was getting built up and was bigger, was a big town, by even today's standards, as the Roman Empire was in its beginning Stoic period, where they'd execute you if you were homosexual, and then a couple hundred years later they were completely out of control. They said, hey, we've built buildings. We've built things close to each other. We need to create fire clubs, fire brigades, or a militia of men that will come out and try to put out fires when they start. And by the time of Julius Caesar, one of the biggest lobbies, and that's what his family made money off of, was fire protection. And if you didn't pay them the fire protection, their private tax, it was well known they would burn your house down, or your granary down, or your business down. What's the Italian mafia most known for in the modern world? Pay me insurance, respect me, or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store, or your laundry, or your hotel, or your restaurant. You think the Italian mafia, La Cosa Nostra, just thought that up? No. They're following what their Roman ancestors were doing 2,000 plus years ago. It's a custom. Well, the Christians were becoming the dominant cult, in the words of the Romans. And Nero was a pagan. And the Christians were very successful business-wise in the close to a century or so they'd been in place, like anywhere they go. And Nero wanted to persecute them. He wanted to start killing them. He also wanted to tear down a bunch of stuff and build a new palace and some new racetracks and gaming facilities for the gladiators. And so most historians agree the evidence is Nero definitely had firefighters stand down and was probably behind the fire because he said let it burn on record. And he burned down not just the Christians that were about 20% of the Rome. He burned down 70%+ of Rome over 6 days and played his fiddle while it happened and had the fire brigades protect his complex. So in the media,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're going to be looking at mainstream media and governments admitting record heart attacks and blood clots that are just the worst in the history. And they're saying it's COVID, but it's the COVID vaccinated mainly. Isn't that interesting? We're going to be talking about all of it today. They've also got fact checkers out trying to say that it wasn't because the power was left on, but your precious Washington Post admits they left the power on. Hawaii utilities face scrutiny for not shutting power to reduce fire risk. Now let's talk about the big enchilada. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. No, I'm not talking about what I'm going to hit after the break in 8 minutes. I'm talking about depopulation. Now, I can show you numbers and give you actuaries and have Lord Monckton on and all the rest of it. And look at all the other deindustrialization, the shutdown of the power grid and the infrastructure and the fertilizer and the rest of it. But why not hear from the founder of Greenpeace, a respected scientist, Dr. Patrick Moore, who says he got involved in environmentalism to actually save species and stabilize the planet. The policies of the globalists are actually destroying the planet, and they tell us this destruction is caused by us, while the globalists are actually running the policies that destroy it. If we actually achieve net zero, at least 50% of the population of the world would die of hunger and disease. And boy, that will cause some massive wars. Because at least 50% of the population depends on nitrogen fertilizer for existence. Now, I've harped on this, but they've already cut it around 25% the last 2 years. And so that's like sending a scuba diver down with half the oxygen they need for how long the dive is. They're going to be down there, and if they don't come up early, they're going to die. This is very simple math, and it's administrative. Food doesn't just arrive in the grocery stores. Electricity doesn't just arrive in your electric socket. It took hundreds of years of infrastructure and training and dedicated people to build this. And now the globalists have decided to pull the rug out from under everything, and that's Agenda 2030. And that's why Prince Charles and Sadiq Khan have the countdown clock saying, the world is going to end in 7 years, as we know it, unless you let us follow these policies. Here is John Kerry, the king said to tell you. John Kerry, the first thing we've got to do is cut food off, or there'll be starvation. I played the clips. You're like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, like two men having a baby. Or two women had a baby in prison. Because they've triggered the countdown to the collapse. And no, we're not the hottest we've ever been. And no, hurricanes are actually weak right now. But they do have weather weapons, and there's no telling what they're going to pull. And then say it's our fault that we didn't submit to them properly. They want to block out the sun. People thought it was a joke when I told you decades ago. Now it's proposed. Biden says they're going to try to do it. They're playing God. But Biden can't even wipe his own ass, literally. So, here's the clip of the founder of Greenpeace laying out that the first major dominoes have already fallen, and when the third world's devastated and half of them die, the UN's going to organize the rest to march on us. And the globalists are going to manage that crisis into total control. And if we don't accept the smart cards and the robot control and the social credit scores, they'll just keep flooding us. And you notice the speeches of Kerry and Schwab. Schwab's, if we do not have a UN world government. I tried to Schwab it more like a Russian accent. I try a German accent anymore like a Dr. Strangelove, but I'll do it. It's better than nothing. If you think 50 million migrants is a problem, imagine billions. You must follow our directives immediately. We are in an angrier world. Yes. And they're administratively doing all this because they're in control. The UN's going to control the medical systems, the energy, the borders, the communications, the censorship. It's all being announced, run by the UN, run by the UN. They're not coming with green helmets or blue helmets. They're not going to cut the brush down around the power lines. They're going to cut the power off the power lines. When they don't, they're going to burn you down. They're going to chop your children's pee-pee off. They're going to ship fentanyl in. They're going to launch wars. This is the administrative high-tech state at war with you. Use a dumbed-down analogy of Stephen King in Maximum Overdrive. Or Christine, because that's the one he wrote, where the machines all go crazy and start killing us. They could administratively make your transformers blow up and fall down by running too much juice into them. That's just an analogy of what they can do. And you just saw it in Maui, in Lahaina. Lahaina. Play the clip.
If we actually achieve net zero, at least 50% of the population would die of hunger and disease. And no doubt about it, because just one thing, which is nitrogen-based fertilizer, at least 50% of the population depends on nitrogen fertilizer for its existence today. There's no doubt about that. And there's people trying to ban it. And Netherlands and Sri Lanka have already made these kind of moves. And so it is truly a death wish in disguise. And the disguise is to save the earth, which is doesn't need saving particularly.
Before the Netherlands, before Ireland, before all these other countries cut their nitrogen farming, Sri Lanka 6 years ago signed on to the UN as the model. Wealthy, successful, beautiful, tourism, great. Now, giant riots, burned down, starvation, annihilated. Just type in Sri Lankan riots of last year, of 2022. And now all the headlines, World Economic Forum. We must eat the bugs. This is how rice is hurting the planet. Rice is bad now, see? Well, if cows are bad and rice is bad, and who else is bad? Us. We have methane and carbon dioxide coming out of us, and we've let them define us as a disease and say we're warming the planet? Total crap. So, show Sri Lankan storm the government palace. Can we show that? So this is where we are. And he says, angrier world. This angrier world. This is a very angry world. It gets in your skin. We change you, not the world. Soon there'll be no more poverty because you'll be dead. And I just sit here and I watch this unfold while they turn off the power grid and turn off the infrastructure. And you think the masses know why this is happening? No, they don't know. But they will offer them universal basic income and 200 square foot apartment and bugs. Ah, yes, the old society because of global warming collapsed. So we offer them the new society. They are collapsing the society, everything in front of you. It's not coming, it's here. Listen to me or be destroyed. Period. This is not a movie. It's not a Netflix.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Senator Jack Hawley said it best. They're sending a message to everybody. This is a dictatorship.
They're trying to send a message loud and clear, and the message is don't mess with us. And why are they going after Trump? Because he messed with them. He challenged them across the board. He challenged their pro-war policies. He challenged them on Ukraine. He's challenged their globalist agenda that's ripped off our working class for years, hollowed out the industrial base of this country, and made our workers in this country slaves compared to China and these other nations that have taken away our jobs, taken away our technology. Trump challenged all of that, and the message is if you challenge them on this stuff, if you challenge them them on these policies they hold dear, they will come after you. If you challenge them on their pro-abortion religion, they will come after you. So I think the message is real clear. Don't challenge us. Don't go to work for anybody who will challenge us. Don't vote for Donald Trump or anybody like him, or we'll treat you as a domestic terrorist. And I tell you what, Laura, this is a recipe for one-party rule in this country. And if that's the case, this isn't the United States of America anymore. Our constitutional democracy doesn't exist anymore.
Well, we've also got some breaking news right now, so we want to check in with CBS's Mark Strassman. He is in Georgia, where they're having a big problem counting some of the votes. Mark?
Nora, this is an election return watch party here on the edge of Atlanta. These are mostly excited Democrats because when's the last time Georgia thought of itself as a battleground state? After a record early returns and essentially a day of problem-free voting, there is now a hitch in the tabulation of votes. I'm standing in Fulton County. Fulton County includes a chunk of Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta is State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play. They are tabulating the absentee ballots of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A water pipe has broken inside the arena. They had counted 86,000 absentee ballots. We don't know how many more they have yet to tabulate, but all the tabulation of those ballots has now stopped. We're told by election officials they may not finish tabulating those votes for a day or two. So depending how close the rest of this state is, we may not know the result of this critical battleground state for another day or two. That is because, again, a water pipe has broken in State Farm Arena. State Farm Arena is where they were counting the absentee ballots of Georgia's most populous county, and now the tabulation has stopped. Big development here.
But Mark, wow. Do you know how many ballots we're talking about? What that means?
We don't know. We've asked that question, Gail, and we haven't got an answer for that yet. We know that there were 86,000, but apparently it's a very labor-intensive process, and what they are telling us is that it's going to take a day or two, which suggests to me that they have a lot to go.
And Trump, in the indictment I showed to you yesterday in Georgia, is being indicted. They say it's a fraud that no one shut it down, no one kicked people out. But they did, and they kept counting, and that's on the surveillance footage. And now Governor Katie Hobbs calls for Trump to be indicted as they pile on. They're trying to make it illegal to challenge them. And of course, the pipe never broke. They lied. Just like the same group just got caught publishing the indictment index. Then they said it wasn't true. Then they said it was a hack. Then they said it was fake. Now they said it's real. And nothing to worry about. We'll show you that in a moment. But I'm going to play the Senator Josh Hawley clip one more time, because where have you heard this before, that they're setting up a dictatorship, they're coming after all of us, they're declaring us all domestic terrorists, and they're setting up a one-party state? I've been like a psychotic parrot saying that, because that's historically what this is. And the good news is, whether it's Rand Paul or Senator Hawley or all these other leaders in the EU, people now get what this is. I know it's hard to believe, and it's terrible, and we don't want this to happen, and I mean, I'm targeted by them, I wish this wasn't true. They let me know, you shut down and stop, we're going to put your ass in prison. But, I mean, we're all being put into prison. These people are burning us out. They're destroying our borders. I can't, as a man, look myself in the mirror and think about my ancestors and do this. My ancestors were amazing. I don't live off my ancestors. It's interesting to know about your ancestors. I do know about my ancestors. And they were illustrious. Both sides of the family, going back over and over again, always there promoting freedom, always kicking ass, always dominating tyrants, always trailblazing. I can look them in the eye. I've lived up, at least in measure, to the basic thing I need to do to be part of my lineage, to be part of my family. And I look at these scumbags and all the things they're doing, and I just thank my lucky stars every day I don't come from trash like them. Garbage. Traitors. We'll beat these people, 100%. The question is, how bad is it going to get? Every time they indict Trump, his numbers go up. But they don't care, so their answer is more, more, more. They don't know how to quit. They don't know how to stop. But look at Maui. I mean, I'd say 99% of the comments out there everywhere on mainline sites are, you bastards, we know you did it. And it turns out they did. They administratively let it all grow up, get around it, left the power on, turned off the sirens, turned off the water. They're kicking everybody out to cover it up now. They wanted that land, second most expensive land in the world. And people get it. See, once you get it, once you take the red pill, what's Morpheus say to Neo? He goes, you can't be told about the Matrix, Mr. Anderson. You need to just take this red pill, and you're going to go down a rabbit hole. You want to do that? Or you want to take the blue pill and go back to Wonderland? Go back to Fantasyland? Submission to these people is only going to make things worse. And there is a satisfaction, not a pride, but a satisfaction that is the most deeply satisfying thing on earth, to stand up for our species and to be a man and to not be a coward. And the drug of being a good person and knowing you're in alignment with God, I'm not some saint, I'm not perfect, but I'm not a coward, and God hates cowards, is the greatest thing on earth. And I wish our enemies could taste of honor and will and duty and commitment. There are wonderful black people, there are horrible black people. There are wonderful white people, there are terrible white people. There are great Germans, there are bad Germans. There are great Jews, there are bad Jews. There are great Chinese, there are bad Chinese. There's great Mexicans, there's bad Mexicans. But everybody knows how it is in a city or a town. Don't do business with those people. Don't get around those people, whatever group they are, not because of what race they are, but because of what family they come from. Every once in a while, a bad family, you get a good person. But most of the time, you just get bad people out of a bad family. And we get good out of good families. And we come in every race, color, and creed. And it's time for good people to realize the adventure awaits. It's an adventure. It's not a video game. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not a game of paintball. I'm not knocking people to play paintball. That's all fun. It's good exercise. But watching a football game or playing pool, at the end of the day, is not what you're designed to do. Those are extracurricular activities when the children are taken care of and the crops are in and the realm is secure. And then you go and have some fun. But you don't have some fun while the whole civilization's burning down around you, literally and figuratively. When we return, they now admit, they published the indictment 7.5 hours before the grand jury came back with their judgment. That's like a jury. It is a jury in a criminal case. Before they've deliberated and completed and handed down their verdict, 7.5 hours before, they published the guilty verdict in the county clerk's office. It proves they are what we already knew they were. Total criminals. We'll be right back.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, I want to get into the latest in Georgia that is huge, beyond huge. But first, I noticed about a week ago, I read news articles how they opened up the beaches in Ukraine, in the areas Ukraine holds, the Russians weren't bothering them for them to party. That was in the news. And then when the footage came out of the people partying, the fact checkers on Google and everywhere else said, no, 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 that's Israel or that's somewhere else. No one's partying. No one's at the beaches. Ukraine needs, you know, billions more, 12 billion more this week. But then it was all confirmed that it was Ukraine. In fact, you don't know something's real until an official fact checker says it isn't. So, Zelensky came out yesterday, and I've got the video right here. We'll play it in a moment. He's speaking Russian. That's what Ukrainian is. And he says, do not party. We do not party while we're at war. There are no parties. Stop partying. But you can pull up the articles that last week Ukraine opened its Black Sea beaches, the area they control. They control about half of it. The Russians aren't targeting civilian targets. There it is, Reuters. Ukraine Odessa opens a few beaches for the first time since Russian invasion. August 12th. But But then the fact checkers, you can pull it up, came out and said, no, no, there's no beaches open. Ukraine is a death camp. Putin's murdering everyone. But still, they party. The image doesn't work. So Zelensky comes out. And says, we are at war. Quote, the ones fighting at the front should help those who do to fight, not sitting in bars or clubs or raving in the streets. Looks like those viral videos of Ukrainian pool parties are having an impact. Let's play a clip of Zelensky for the fact checkers. Here it is.
Ukraine in war. And who doesn't fight on the front, he has to help fight. And not in bars, not in clubs. Не перегонами на вулицях чи якимось там показовим споживанням, а цілком конкретною допомогою.
Now, if he was an honest person, he'd say, we're in a hard war. Our people have been through a lot. They deserve R&R. Thank God we've secured most of Ukraine so you can party. But they said, we do not party. Stop your partying right now. It is evil. It is bad. So, the beach is open. Reuters. Party. Woo! That's not Ukraine. Hey, hundreds of whales just washed up by the windmills off the East Coast. The marine biologist and the mammal experts on these whales, they say it's the windmills. No, no. Facebook bans it. It doesn't matter what it is. They're forcing lies on you. There is no one partying, says Facebook, says Twitter. They were taking stuff down on Twitter. Okay, they are partying. Stop the partying right now. I told you. You do not party during war. We are in hell. I always shoot videos in bunker. Everything is hell. Putin, kill all of us. Help me. Help me now, please. Give me more money. Oh, look, Tom Cruise came. He made me look tall. Look, I'm with Tom Cruise now. Oh, look, I am also with, what's his name? This real stupid guy, Sean Penn, say we need nuclear war. Yes, nuke war good. We not party at beach. Nuke war, nuke war, nuke war, nuke war, nuke war. Look, I'm in an underground bunker with flashing lights. The power's out. The Russians are killing me right now. Okay. Now, again, going back 2 days ago, since like 100 years ago, they published the indictment index, which was the index of the indictment. They didn't even change it. They're too lazy. 7.5 hours. They're finally deliberating. They're deciding right now. They've been deliberating since noon. Oh, wait, it's on the website. He's guilty. They've indicted 18 people. And they're like, oh, no, that's not real. That's not real. That. We got hacked. Yes. Then, okay, it is real. It's no big deal. We were just wargaming things. And it just so happens to match the indictment perfectly. It's just a mishap. Zelensky, do not party unless it's on high heels and leather with men. Oh, I love men so much, like Obama. Oh, best time with him. Oh, big wee-wee. Oh, so nice. We have hot dog parties together. So nice. Oh, good for me. Oh, Obama, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so nice, Obama. You like my black pumps? You like to sit with me? Oh, baby. Oh, baby. So, they want sellouts. They want scumbags. And nothing against sex operatives like Zelensky or Obama. The fact that they're male sex operatives of the CIA, you know, whatever. The point is that these are puppets. And they'll do whatever they're told to do because they have no honor. But I'm not like the mainstream media that just tells you that Fulton County, Georgia, put out a report. Here it is. Office of the Fulton County Clerk of Superior and Magistrate Courts Honorable Shay Alexander. Fulton County Clerk Courts. And they say it was a mishap. It was just a drill. That was not the indictment. We didn't have it. No, 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 no. It was lucky. That's why it mashed it. Everything good. Oh, yeah. Good hot dog, too. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, so nice. Good for you. Meanwhile, they're murdering people in mass. They dig up mass graves of babies with their organs cut out by the Ukrainians. They got Nazi swastikas. They're hiring Hitler. And the New York Times says, well, it's okay, some Nazi goo. Like old George Soros. Are you ashamed working for Hitler? 60 Minutes asked. He says, no, actually not. It was the best time of my life. I was happy making. It was quite exhilarating. It's like markets. If I didn't do it, somebody else would. So liberal. And then we've got this. Now Governor Katie Hobbs calls for Trump to be indicted for trying to overturn the 2020 election in Arizona. She says, more indictments. How dare you challenge me? But she ran the elections in her own election. All right. Dr. Ben Marble is scheduled to be in studio with us, and boy, do we have a lot of news on those shots that our good, loving friends have been giving us. Why would they be so bold and give us poison shots that cause 20 million to die and all the heart attacks and everything? Because they've corrupted the medical system and the media now that's a party to it. And they're getting everybody ready for more fun. They're criminals. We've laid down to them. They can't help but make a run at us. And talk about failure of civilization. Look at this article on InfoWars.com. Stay home, says the quote. Feds tell San Francisco workers to telecommute due to crime wave. Yeah, don't go out in the streets. You got, oh, first it was COVID. Now the crime's so bad, or the heat's so bad. All psyops. That's right. Stay at home. The failed civilization. Now there's no security. Now there's no food. Cut off the energy. Cut off the fertilizer. We're going to go to break. Come back with Dr. Ben Marble. But we're going to keep fighting. Our message is so critical to everybody's future. We're deep into the collapse now. Our information is more pertinent than ever. The world's waking up. So please share the articles, share the videos. Please pray with the broadcast. Please support local radio stations. Please spread the word. And please get products that empower you and your immune system and your quality of life that are game-changing at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out for almost 6 months. All the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, everything you need. So many problems are caused by deficiencies. It tastes great. InfoWarsStore.com. We have extended the sale through Friday for 10% off of storable food, water filtration, and air filtration. All the best quality. Boom. That sale has got to end Friday. You heard the president or vice president of the company on a few days ago about that. Get those at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. And there's so many other great sales like the turmeric toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste, all the essential oils, as well as the tooth whitening coral calcium. Those toothpastes are back in stock at my Dr. Jones Naturals, my dad, the dentist. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver, silver bullet, not available for years. Now back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your colloidal silver. Get your 3,000 milligram CBD or 1,000 milligram topical salve at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all the best products at amazing prices that fund the future survival of humanity. Take action now. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.